Perspectives on Easter, a 1010 Thrive special.
Today, there is no top 10 list and no monologue. Rather, we want to spend a few moments considering the notion that Easter demands a response. There are many historical anecdotes about how people were required to respond to Easter celebrations. Here are a few examples. In medieval England, it was customary for people to attend a special Easter church service where they would hear the story of Christ's resurrection. Those who did not attend the service could be fined or punished. During the reign of the Emperor Constantine in the 4th century, Easter became an official holiday in the Roman Empire. All citizens were required to observe the day, and those who did not could face punishment. In the 16th century, the Puritans in England and America were opposed to the traditional Easter celebrations, which they viewed as pagan. They banned the observance of Easter and other holidays, and those who continued to celebrate could be fined or imprisoned. In some countries today, such as Greece and Russia, Easter is a major holiday and is observed with great ceremony and tradition. Citizens are expected to attend church services and participate in other Easter-related activities. In many African countries, Easter is celebrated with music, dance, and colorful costumes. In some regions, people participate in parades and processions, and it is customary to give gifts of food and clothing to those in need. Overall, the response to Easter celebrations has varied throughout history and across different cultures. While some have embraced the holiday with great enthusiasm, others have been opposed to it and sought to suppress it. Still, regardless of these differences, the message of Easter that Christ has risen from the dead and conquered sin and death has remained a powerful and enduring one. The crucifixion of Jesus is the central event in Christianity, the foundation of our faith. It is through the death and resurrection of Jesus that we have salvation and hope of eternal life. However, it is not enough to simply acknowledge the historical fact of his death and resurrection. As believers, we must respond to the crucifixion in a way that honors God and reflects his love to the world. First, we should respond with humility. The cross reminds us of our own sinfulness and our need for a Savior. We must acknowledge that we are all sinners in need of forgiveness and salvation. We cannot save ourselves, but must depend on the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. We must recognize that we are nothing without Him and that our salvation is a gift of grace. Second, we should respond with gratitude. The death of Jesus on the cross was an act of love and sacrifice. We should be thankful that he was willing to take on the punishment for our sins so that we could be reconciled to God. We should express our gratitude by living a life that is pleasing to him and by sharing the message of salvation with others. Third, we should respond with obedience. Jesus commanded his disciples to go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We should obey this command and share the message of salvation with those around us. We should also live a life that reflects the character of Christ, showing love, kindness, and compassion to others. Fourth, we should respond with worship. The crucifixion of Jesus is a demonstration of God's love for us. We should respond by worshiping Him, giving Him thanks and praise for His goodness and grace. We can worship through prayer, song, reading the Bible, and fellowship with other believers. While the crucifixion is significant and foundational to our faith, without the resurrection, the crucifixion loses its saving power. The resurrection is the ultimate display of God's power and love, and it offers hope and salvation to all who believe. But how should we respond to this incredible event in our lives today? Here are a few thoughts to consider. First, we should respond with faith. The resurrection of Jesus is not a myth or a legend, it is a historical fact. The Bible tells us that Jesus appeared to many people after his death and resurrection, including his disciples and others. These eyewitness accounts are credible and reliable, and they provide strong evidence for the reality of the resurrection. We must choose to believe in the truth of the resurrection and trust that it has the power to transform our lives. Second, we should respond with worship. The resurrection of Jesus is a cause for celebration, and we should honor God with our praise and thanksgiving. We can worship through singing, prayer, and reading scripture, and we can also worship by living our lives in a way that honors God. When we recognize the incredible gift of salvation that has been given to us through the resurrection, our hearts should overflow with gratitude and joy. Third, we should respond with obedience. The resurrection of Jesus is not just a one-time event, it has ongoing implications for our lives. As followers of Jesus, we are called to live in a way that reflects his teachings and example. We should love others, forgive those who have wronged us, and seek to live a life of holiness and righteousness. When we obey God's commands, we demonstrate our love for him and our gratitude for the gift of salvation. Fourth, we should respond with evangelism. The resurrection of Jesus is a message that needs to be shared with the world. We have been given a powerful testimony to the truth and reality of the resurrection, and we should share that message with others. When we tell others about the hope and joy that we have found in Christ, we give them an opportunity to experience the same transformational power that we have experienced. Finally, we should respond with hope. The death and resurrection of Jesus gives us hope for the future. We know that one day we will be with him in heaven and that he will make all things new. The resurrection of Jesus is a promise of eternal life and a hope that transcends the difficulties and challenges of this world. When we face trials and struggles, we can cling to the hope that the resurrection provides. We can trust that God is with us, that he is working all things for our good, and that one day we will be with him forever in glory.
The Bible contains several verses that encourage us to respond to Easter and the message of Jesus' resurrection. Here are a few examples. Romans 10 verse 9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We must believe in the resurrection to be saved. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 14, and if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. Our faith only makes sense if the resurrection was true. Colossians 3 verse 1, since then, you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. This verse encourages us to live in light of the reality of the resurrection, focusing on the things that matter to God and living according to his will.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood.
That first Easter, that time 2,000 years ago when Jesus died and came back to life, that was not just a historical event. It is a life-changing reality that has the power even today to transform our lives. As we respond with humility, gratitude, faith, worship, obedience, evangelism, and hope, we can experience the fullness of life that God has promised to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins and rise again on the third day. We are grateful for your immense love and the hope that we have through his resurrection. Help us to live our lives in a way that honors and glorifies you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.